Hello, Delco. This is Michael Barkan, welcoming you to the Good Neighbor Podcast, where fans of local businesses and their neighbors come together. It's my pleasure once again to introduce my friend and neighbor, our host, Bob Lacey.
Thank you, Michael. And everybody, welcome to another episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast. The Good Neighbor Podcast here is here coming from Delaware County, Pennsylvania, which those of you who know Pennsylvania may know the southeastern corner of Pennsylvania. Our county, the Delaware County in Pennsylvania, is lovingly referred to as Delco. So we're Good Neighbor Podcast Delco here, bringing to you good neighbor businesses in the Delaware County area and beyond. Today, it's my pleasure to bring to you what is definitely a good neighbor business, any business that would help us promote our businesses and our brands and our clubs and organizations on clothing and promotional materials. What a great name. The Logo Warehouse is here with us today. And let me bring to the stage here two young persons from the Logo Warehouse. The next generation, I'm told, from the Logo Warehouse. I want to bring on Alicia Barameo and Nolan Mayer. Welcome, Alicia. Welcome, Nolan.
Hello.
Hey,
thanks for joining us on the Good Neighbor Podcast today. It's a pleasure to have you, and I was interested in getting a chance to get to know you both, hear about what the Logo Warehouse does, because when you think about the Logo Warehouse, you think the warehouse might have a lot of logos in it. Well, you're not selling logos. What you really are is a warehouse production company for putting logos on things, and that's a wide range of things. Tell me a little bit about the origin of the Logo Warehouse. Did you come up with this idea? Have you been running this business for a long time?
So my dad actually bought the business about 20 years ago. And he got out of the auto industry and decided to work in a business where he could be more part of the community. And so in an industry like ours, you get to work with schools and events and organizations and all sorts of different people. And from there, at least for my story, was that after college, I studied music industry. And with COVID and everything happening, doing merchandise became one of the best ways for bands to make money and for me to really kind of get in and have an opportunity to work with music, but also combining the merchandise side of things.
So Alicia, the idea there is with branding, and we just love branding on the Good Neighbor Podcast, because branding, you know, is advertising, but not all advertising is branding. And so when people are branding their organization or their business, really what they want to do is, I guess, align with an affinity group. And so in this case, certainly a logo being on a shirt that's worn, especially if it's a club, like you mentioned, a music group or a school or a business. The idea is, let's get some free advertising, but let's also kind of be saying, I like this company. Now, it could be that I like the company by the coffee mug that I pick up or the pen that I use, or it could be the shirt that I wear. And what the Logo Warehouse is doing, I think, is trying to facilitating that branding possibility and desire to clients. And in this case, it's not just B2B clients, businesses. It's obviously organizations, nonprofit organizations, perhaps schools, but maybe even individuals. Excuse me. Nolan, I see that you're with us today. Also, Nolan Mayer's here as the, I guess, the operations side of the Logo Warehouse.
Production man, my official.
Okay. Well, when you say production, what that actually, I guess, means is actually getting the logos onto the item, right?
That's right.
Are you doing that in-house, doing the printing, or is that so specialized that you have to just kind of manage that with all kinds of different printers?
Yes, sir. Everything's all in-house. We do everything in-house here. So I'm pretty much in charge, like, kind of keeping an eye on the screen printing production side of everything. So I'm like making sure everything that we send out is looking very nice.
Well, I think our listeners can get it that, you know, we all kind of have graphics now because we're either putting them up on social media or using them some way. So we're all a little bit graphic oriented now, but we see it more as the ease of putting it online or on a web page. But this is different. I mean, this is getting the logo to be on something like material, cloth, paper, you know, I remember the days we used to buy those little things and be able to iron on something to our t-shirts, right? But mm-hmm. I have to think that, you know, just like graphic arts has changed, the idea of printing has changed too, with especially onto materials. Are you using things like laser printing onto cloth, and are you is it adhesive printing, or is it some kind of paint art, or, you know, give us an idea of what the current style of production is for getting the logo onto materials.
So the standard that we use, it's called Plastisol ink. So with screen printing, we use all inks. And it's, I think there is like a misconception, like you said, people are more graphics oriented now. So a lot of people don't realize the number of steps that it actually takes between sending a logo to our graphic designer and then putting it on film and then putting it on screen and then registering those screens and then actually printing it and selecting the right types of inks and materials based on if you're using a sweatshirt or a t-shirt or pants, or, you know, everything is different. There's different platens there. It's really complex, and which makes it fun, but also makes it challenging.
Well, it's fun for you in a business sense because you're fulfilling people's design wishes to say, oh, this looks great. But it's fun because now you're making it easier and different technique ways for the logo warehouse. I think that, you know, the ultimate goal is to say, hey, if you have a logo, or if you have a business saying, or you have a fundraiser, the logo warehouse is here to help. And I know that your company originated from this corner of Pennsylvania, in the Delaware County area. But I think nowadays, because of online ordering and people very comfortable with you know, website orders and calling companies that are not necessarily local, you're doing business all over the country now?
Yeah, we have steady clients in Washington State, a lot in DC, in Kentucky. So definitely all over.
We actually have a map that we've been working on for quite some time of like pins all over. I mean, we have
the world.
A global map of like all the different places that our stuff is going out to.
Well, I think that the reason why that probably organically grows is like anything else. I'm comfortable with what I bought. I liked what I saw. They were on time, and they had a lot of customer service. I could actually talk to people. So I'm going to buy again, or I'm going to tell my friends that this is the company that I used, and you should consider it too. I can highly recommend it because I've seen your work online, and of course, we love businesses that are helping people and businesses and organizations here in Delaware County, Pennsylvania. I'd highly recommend that everybody who's interested in having anything printed on a shirt or promotional product, visit the website Logo Warehouse. Now, I want to say it's not warehouse with a WH, it's warehouse with a WEAR house. So it's Logo Wear, get it, warehouse, .com. And you'll get a chance to see the Logo Warehouse products and different organizations that they've helped. Alicia, let me say one thing too about your company from a perspective of your client base. And you mentioned earlier that what's, I guess, the two-pronged approach to wanting a logo on things is either we're doing it for advertising or gifting, mm-hmm. or doing it for fundraising. Tell me a little bit about the fundraising. Do you just take those calls from schools who have an idea for fundraising, or are you actually, is the Logo Warehouse actually able to consult nonprofit groups to say, well, this is how you could do it? Is there certain ways that they kind of, or they just kind of create the items and then say, we have these, do you want one, order them, and then they sell them for more than you actually charge them for?
Yeah, so actually one of the biggest fundraising sort of opportunities that we've had for schools and nonprofits alike is we actually set up e-commerce stores. So people will come to us and we will actually set up a full store with whatever products they want and their logo on it, and they can, like you said, use a portion of proceeds to go to whatever that they want. And
that's great. I mean, I didn't expect to hear that. Let's get that out really again, because when if you are trying to have a fundraiser and you know that you'd like to brand your business, get people wearing your shirts and all that kind of stuff, even better than that is not having to worry about taking orders, papers, hand them in, money. You're saying that the Logo Warehouse will actually allow an organization to kind of talk about what they want to have. You'll create mock-ups of these things, like whether it's shirts or mugs, and mm-hmm. and then actually put them on a website that is kind of branded for that organization, so that they can give that URL out and let their constituents, their members, come to that site. And then they use their membership to actually do the fundraising far easier, because it can be a QR code or just an easily remembered website address. But when they come, they're actually coming to your business's website, but it's an extension of your business that's got their logo on it, the organization, say. And the visitor gets to just pick what they want for the price that they want. You handle the purchasing of it, the e-commerce, the taking the credit card on that website. Wow. And then it's a kind of a drop ship capability to the end buyer. And then how do you handle the cost being higher, I guess, so that then somehow you would then write the net proceeds of the margin to the organization?
Yeah, we rebate back all the whatever they make between the wholesale and retail price.
Wow, that's a great way of a nonprofit group having a fundraiser. But even better than that, it's a great way to, after the fundraiser, say, well, we made this much money, but now we've got this many people carrying our logo out in the public.
Oh, yeah.
That's the idea then of the logo warehouse. You know, the logo is kind of in big quantity there in the warehouse, and we're going to get it to you, and we're going to get it out in your community so that your logo, your business, your organization is seen in the community by the constituents, the fans, the members that you have of your business, maybe your future customers. So everyone listening, if you're thinking about trying to promote your business through branding by having your logo on some kind of promotional product or shirt, clothing, gifting, this is the way to do it. And I can highly recommend the Logo Warehouse. They're located in Broomall, Pennsylvania. And but more easily, they're located online at Logo Warehouse, WEARHOUSE, logowarehouse.com. And you'll get a chance to see what the Logo Warehouse does. Maybe even get a chance to see Alicia. Is your picture on the website?
We all have our own baseball cards.
Yeah,
baseball cards. I love it. And are your stats on the baseball card? Of your how wonderful! So if you want to see what Alicia Barameo looks like, or Nolan Mayer looks like, and all the other great people, the founder Chris Barameo at the Logo Warehouse. Go visit thelogowarehouse.com. Consider what items and promotional items you might think about for having a fundraiser for your organization, or actually buying some pens or some gifting some mugs to your prospects or your customers. This is the way to do it. And this is a trusted good neighbor business in the community that now extends far beyond Delco, far beyond Delaware County, Pennsylvania, to the U.S. and I've heard all around the world. Alicia, Nolan, I wish you the best of luck. And I hope that map where you have those pins of all those customers that you have around the country and even outside of the U.S., I hope it grows from this Good Neighbor podcast here today. Thanks for being a guest, and thanks for being a good neighbor to the community by letting your logos in your warehouse get out to their organizations in their communities. Thanks, Alicia. Thank you very much, Nolan.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, hosted by Bob Lacey. This is Michael Barkan, inviting everyone to get on the Good Neighbor team. Nominate your favorite local business to be featured on an upcoming episode by going to gndelco.com or by calling Bob at 610-557-3745.